The following podcast contains graphic depictions of sex, kink, and/or gender. So as a consenting adult, I'm so glad you're here to enjoy these stories with us. Let's go.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this time we have a story that made my dreams come true. Is it a fetish? Is it really a form of comfort and protection that gets your dick hard? This week we have a story from adult baby diaper lover, Maz. Okay, storytelling is about being honest, and I'm going to be honest with you. We have reached the dire straits section of the pandemic for body storytelling. I'd really like to be here in 2021. And as we're at the end of the year and things have gotten pretty bad, I really need you to support us on Patreon. I know. But it makes such a huge difference if just a few of the podcast listeners who listen to this podcast to make their life better, to entertain themselves with stories, to feel connected to other human beings, if each one of those people would support us on Patreon, we'll be here in 2021. And that's my goal. But I don't know if it can happen right now. I don't know if this thing is going to go away. I'm doing everything I can. I'm throwing everything against the wall right now to see what's needed, how I can contribute, and how I can feel that body contributes to your life. I'm trying really hard. So please go to Patreon, support us at whatever level you can. Every little bit helps. And if just a few of our podcast listeners were to go to patreon.com/body and support us at the level that they can, then we can be here in 2021. We're at the end of the year. We're at a crucial time. Please help. Go to patreon.com/body. You know how to spell body. And thanks in advance for your support. Before we get started, I want to say a few things. One, thank you to the people who showed up for Body Trivia this past weekend. We raised a little money for Body, but we had so much fun doing it. Everybody walked away saying they learned a lot, and they really enjoyed the feeling of community, of making new friends online. That's a hard thing to do these days. Making new friends during the pandemic is tough, but we want to make it easier, so we make creative, engaging, fun, dirty events for you. We'll be doing the Body Trivia event again for you sometime soon, so stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed so that you know when the next one is happening. Also, remember, I am now doing storytelling for self-discovery, so if you can't book a therapist during the pandemic, I'm not a therapist, but I am somebody who's a great listener. I can help you figure out what's going on because storytelling does that better than anything I've ever seen. If you'd like to work with me, there is a Calendly link in the show notes. Go ahead and book a discovery call so we can have a quick conversation to see if it's for you. I'd love to hear your story, and I'd love to work with you to make the world a little bit better for you. And finally, our next live stream is going to be on Saturday, November 21st. It's a couple of weeks away. My hope and my dream is that sex positive icon Elena Gabosh will be giving us a story. Elena is in the final throes of her earthly journey. We are working very hard to have Elena healthy enough, like we can't control that, but to hear a story from her on the 21st. Join us for the live stream. Tickets are available in the show notes and wherever you can find Body online. I hope to see you either at the next live stream, or when we work together one-on-one, during storytelling for self-discovery, just me and you, or the next body trivia night. It's so good to connect with you. How's your week going? I want to tell you that I'm really excited about this week's story. It's one that I've wanted for a very long time. One of the reasons that I do what I do is because I want people who are considered different to be understood. It's why I use the word freak so often. I identify as a freak. And if you felt different, if you felt like you have to keep something about yourself private and not let people know, if you feel shame about those things, then you're only showing a tiny part of yourself to the world. And I don't want that to happen. You get one life. I say it all the time. Make the most of it. Be who the fuck you are. And so, a few months ago, I put out a call on the podcast and I said, you guys, I got a live stream coming up and I'm going to give you my wish list. Here's a few of the stories that I've never had and have always wanted. I said I'd like to have a CFNM story. That's clothed female nude male. Still waiting for that story if you've got it. And I'd love to have a story from an adult baby diaper lover, also known as ABDL. It's something that I've always found fascinating. And I wanted a first-person story so somebody could tell me why they identify that way, that I could work with them as a storyteller and help them tell that story well and share it with you, hopefully. About a week later, I got an email. Attached was a voice memo. And the email said, Dixie, you just put out a request for an ABDL story. And I've attached a voicemail because I know you love to hear our voice. I'm a kink educator in the Omaha area. I listen to the podcast every week and I'd love to work with you. So I listened to the voice memo. And he introduced himself, told me that he didn't really have a story, but he did identify as an adult baby diaper lover. And mentioned again that he was a kink educator, and my heart skipped a beat. A kink educator means you have explored, that you have probably found a way to verbalize what's going on for you. If you get up and speak in front of groups about it, I feel like a lot of the work is already done. You know the basics of your story. So I called him immediately and said, hey, let's talk. And he could tell how excited I was. He was like, wow. And I'm like, no, this is the story. And he goes, there's not a story. I'm like, there's a story. Let's find this story. So we got on Zoom. He told me his story. We worked together to create the story you're about to hear on this episode. And Maz made my dream come true. I hope you find this story as interesting as I did. I mean, it's so powerful for someone to say, I'm going to give y'all the unfiltered deal. Here we go. And for someone who didn't think there was a story there, after I asked a few questions, it's like, are you kidding me? There's so much to this story. Isn't it amazing how you can think you don't have a story? And then when somebody says, I'm a good listener, please talk to me. You just open up and you realize your story is fucking important. So the story you're about to hear in this episode, fuck yeah. Let's enjoy it together, shall we? You and I have something in common. We both love erotic stories. And here's a pro tip. If you want new stories to feed your soul and your imagination, Dipsy releases new stories every Sunday. That's right, new stories every single week. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help you get in touch with yourself. How important is that right now? The stories are immersive, relatable, well-told, and you feel like you're right there. They add new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And there's something for everyone, whoever, whatever you're into. I love that email I get from them every Sunday, revealing several brand new stories. Finding stories about a spontaneous hookup, getting closer with that yoga instructor that you're hot for, even stories about getting tied up and trying new things with your partner. And for listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. Their wellness sessions can also help you unlock new confidence or heighten intimacy with your partner. And remember, it's stories. You love that. So act now. They add new ones every week. You'll never get bored. So spice things up today. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to dipseastories.com/Dixie. I'm so proud of this story. So let me tell you about this week's storyteller. Maz is a lifelong adult baby diaper lover who is forever beset with crinkly wishes and cotton bottom dreams. A 31-year-old Midwestern boy who found his life and love in the Omaha kink scene, he often volunteers his time as a kink educator and community leader by helping to run the monthly education event, Omaha Dinner and Demos. He's also a founding member of House St. James, a kink family dedicated to leadership, education, loyalty, and love. You can find out more about Maz, about House St. James, and Omaha Dinner and Demos, which you can be part of online wherever you are, because their meetings are now on Zoom. And I'll include a link to the House St. James group page and house page on FetLife. It'll be in the show notes. Oh, here we go. This storyteller is Maz.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. So, it's the night of my 30th birthday party, and the four members of my kink family and I had just sat down to this lovely meal of duck l'orange and pan au chocolat, and we are digesting in the living room when somebody comes up behind me and puts a blindfold over my face. I hear four sets of feet kind of pad off into the house, and they're rummaging around in the kink closet, obviously up to something devious. And they come back, and the blindfold is pulled off me, and they're all four of them are standing right there in front of me. Nate's off to the side, but in front of me is Liv, Kenzie, and last in line is my spouse, Manji, who looks a little bit like a mix between a curvy Eddie Redmayne and Tina Belcher from Bob's Burgers. And each and every one of them are holding in their hands a diaper. And I'm thinking, best birthday party ever. This is the first time in my life that I get a diaper three people at the same time. Diapers are, they're my thing. They're my thing. If I gotta pick one, it's this one. I love everything about them. I love the plastic covering, the way it feels as I run my fingers across it. I love the soft crinkling sound they make as your legs rub together when you walk. I even love that faint little chemical smell. You know, some people, it puts them off, but for me, it really gets my dick hard. I love how they feel on my body when they touch my most intimate parts. It's kind of like a hug for your penis. And I really like how when you have a diaper on, it always reminds you that it's there. But the most important thing about diapers to me are the emotions that they elicit. There's really nothing more intimate between two people when you bring diapers into the game. And there's nothing more intimate than giving up those simple private functions of your life. When someone lies you down, pulls off your pants, and tells you to lift up your hips and slides that diaper underneath of you and then wraps it around your body, it honestly feels like a release from responsibilities. I've been into diapers my entire life. My earliest memories, I can remember spiriting away diapers to a life of greater appreciation. You know, stealing. But as I get older and get into elementary school and I'm hanging out with my peer groups, I learn that, you know, they're not really into what I'm into. I don't hear them talking about these, you know, things like diapers and wearing them, and, you know, it makes me feel weird. It gives me this big sense of shame, and you mix that all together and you're left with a really big sense of loneliness. You know, I felt alone, and there's no one else like me. As I got older, you know, high school age, I you know, discovered the internet and everything that it had to offer. And I started learning things about myself and the community. I learned that there were groups of people called ABDLs, or adult baby diaper lovers. I learned that there was age players, people who like to role play as different ages than they are. I learned the term littles, you know, which kind of encompasses the whole group. But the one big thing that I learned is that, you know, there was a community, and that I wasn't alone. I wasn't as weird as I thought I was, and that there was hope of, you know, not being lonely anymore. Eventually, I found Yahoo Groups, if anybody remembers that. And on there, there was a local group here in Omaha advertising Munch. Now, a Munch is just an opportunity for kinky people to get together in a public setting, very low key. And, you know, you can talk about things like, you know, when I went there, I would hear stuff like people were into bondage. They were into impact play, like floggers and canes and whips and everything like that. And, you know, dominant submissive relationships. But the one thing that I honestly didn't hear was anybody talking about diapers. And since no one else said it, I didn't say it either. I come to find that I'm really into all of these different categories of kink that people are really, really into, but I never talked about my interest in diapers. I eventually found FetLife. And on FetLife, there was a local Omaha group called LIN, or Littles in Iowa and Nebraska. This group was advertising a Munch that was coming up at a Noodles and Company here in town. And, you know, I was like blown away. I was really shocked that, you know, this could really be an opportunity. I was really excited, but I was also scared. I was very fearful that, you know, not only could this be an opportunity to find my people, to find people that got me, that understood me, that I could communicate with, but, you know, what if it wasn't? What if, you know, these people were still different from what I wanted and my interests? You know, I went to the Munch, and filled with that fear and trepidation that I had, I reached for the handle and I opened the door to the Noodles and Company with the soft dinging sound and walked into that bustling restaurant and looked around. And honestly, it didn't take very long to find the people I was looking for. Off to my left, there was a group of about a dozen people sitting around a table. Amongst them was a woman who was wearing a 1950s dress about cut down to, you know, a little too low with the tits hanging out. Across from her was a taller gentleman, red hair, button-up shirt, cardigan over the top. Obviously, these two were playing the mom and dad role of the group. I sidled on over the table, sat down, and just my luck, I had the opportunity to sit down very close to a person who was rocking that curvy Eddie Redmayne look with the mix of Tina Belcher in there. And we sparked up a conversation. Hi, I'm Maz. Hi, I'm Angie. And, you know, the night just shot off from there. We went from the Noodles and Company across the street to an arcade and ended up the evening at a local ice cream place. And with ice cream in hand, we continued our conversation. They mentioned diapers. I got really, really fucking excited. You know, they said at the time they were wearing mullet hairs, and I am certain that I just went off, you know, talking about diapers. You know, what kind of thickness? Are you using Bambinos, or are you using Tykables, or ABUs, or two tapes, four tapes, whatever, you know? The point is that I found my people. I found my place. I found somebody to take away that loneliness. My relationship with Manji really, really built from there. It was very slow, but, you know, eventually I moved in, got a call one day from my parents saying, hey, are you ever coming back? I said, probably not. They said, good, come get your shit. As our relationship grew, we found new and interesting kinks and new and interesting ways to incorporate diapers and new and interesting ways to fuck, you know? You gotta pull things aside, and strap-ons and dildos are involved, but, you know, it works. Eventually, we got engaged, And that year of being engaged, and I don't know about anybody out there who's been married, but that year to me really fucking sucked. We were kind of at each other's throats the entire time. Manji wanted this picturesque, beautiful moment, and I wanted to start our lives. But eventually the big day came. Nestled in the Iowa bluffs on a hillside was this beautiful vineyard. And behind a barn, underneath a pergola, surrounded by grapevines and these, you know, color-changing trees in the fall, I got the opportunity to watch Manji walk down that aisle. And we said our vows, and after it was all said and done, we walked away. But the one thing that was always, always in the plan was that we were gonna get married in diapers. And as we walked away from that pergola, I got to hear that soft crinkling noise between my legs and between theirs. Now our life is filled with diapers, you know, diapers everywhere. So back to that 30th birthday party, I'm lying on the floor, and in my arms I have Liv, Kenzie, and Manji. And I can honestly say I've not been happier. You know, it was a beautiful moment for me. The shame, it's still there. It's my friend and my companion. But I'm not lonely anymore. You know, I have my people and my family. So if you're out there and you think that you're different and you're weird, you know, take a chance. Go out there. Meet some people. There's a family for you too. Thank you.
Don't hold back, baby, tell me what's the deal. I gotta move in closer and cop a feel. Oh my, you got something with mass appeal. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants. If there's a housing crisis and there ain't anymore, need a place to go, you gotta open the door. Wanna save the night? Pull up the floor. Wanna feel alright? Party galore. I got a tent's gig going in France, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. The kids need some new romance, baby. Come on, let's take a chance. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. I'm inviting Shireen, Connie and Dean. Girls and boys everywhere wanna make the scene. There's a pole in the middle and it's made out of wood. We should all dance around it, you know that we could. Start the pole dancing, sliding up and down. Get to romance, down to the ground. Start the pole dancing, sliding up and down. Get to romance, down. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. Lick the pole when it's cold and your tongue will stick. So keep the party pumping and thumping and shit. Rubbing the club, legs in between. Loving the scrub, keeping it clean. We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. We're gonna wash that pole. Scrub that pole. Wash that pole. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. And a men's gig up in your pants, baby. Hurts so good, I got a sore orgasm. 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 Hurts so good.
That song was Tent in Your Pants by Peaches. Well, that's it for this week. But first, let's say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. Thank you to sound engineer, David Grossoff. Thank you to video archivist, Joe Moore. Thank you to live stream Cartoon Dixie video producer, Donal Mooney. And thank you to you for listening, knowing that you're out there listening to these stories, getting emails from you, reading your reviews wherever you review podcasts. It's just giving me life right now. Thank you. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 148 of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.